This is Sounds of Science. I'm John Sterling from Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News. For years, anthropologists and other researchers studying human evolution believed that our early Homo sapiens ancestors and the Neanderthals did not have sex with each other. Well, maybe they did, but there was no genetic evidence in modern humans of such archaic liaisons. However, everything changed in 2010 with the release of the Neanderthal genome and the discovery that Neanderthals and the ancestors of modern Europeans had indeed interbred. A few years later, scientists discovered the existence of Denisovians, a population known only through genetics from a fossilized DNA sample. Thus, it seemed that relationships between the ancestors of modern humans and other archaic populations, such as Neanderthals and Denisovans, could be placed in nice, tight genetic packages, but not so fast. According to Dr. Ryan J. Bolander, a postdoctoral researcher at the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, these genetic relationships were more complex than previously thought. He believed a new way of looking at these relationships was needed.
Came across all these methods for estimating archaic admixture, thought about a couple of different ways that we could apply them to try and find regions in the genome that were Neanderthal or Denisovan. And in the process, discovered that there were quite a few biases for some of the others if you were looking in populations that had both Neanderthal admixture and Denisovan admixture, or Denisovan admixture and admixture from some other archaic population or some other population that's related to Denisovans. We created a model that treats four populations: one modern human population without admixture, one modern human population with admixture, and two archaic populations. The archaic populations are both allowed to admix into that, say, European population that receives admixture, or the Melanesian population that receives admixture. And so that's what we did, and the goal was to see what of what we know stands up following, you know, the actual full modeling of admixture from both populations.
And what were the main findings of Dr. Bolander and his team?
So the main findings were that, in the first place, the method is a bit more accurate than others. The method, however, does not actually fit very closely with much of the data under certain circumstances. So the best fit for the model is not the same as in Melanesia as it is in Europe and Asia. And the best fit in Europe and Asia assumes a larger population size in several of the different populations that we're interested in. So the pre-modern human population, the population that's ancestral to all modern humans, that population has to be larger. The Neanderthal and Denisovan populations have to be larger. Their ancestors have to be larger, and so forth up the tree. That's true in Europe and Asia. It's also true in Melanesia, but different. So the model is largely in agreement in Europe and Asia, otherwise less so in Melanesia. We're missing a branch in the tree that we've modeled in the relationship between the populations. We're missing a population or two somewhere in there.
So while Dr. Bolander's model mostly worked for Europe and Asia, that was not the case for Melanesia. Why so?
So last week in Nature, maybe 2 weeks ago in Nature, there was a paper that was released that said that they found evidence for an earlier out of Africa event. So there was a separate earlier out of Africa that contributed 2% to modern Melanesian populations. That would have an effect on our model. Another way would be if there's a third archaic species somewhere, one that's related to Denisova but actually introgressed into Melanesia, for example. And there's been some argument for that happening. I think also a few weeks ago in Nature, there was a paper that made an argument similar to that.
Indeed, a paper in Nature reinforced Dr. Bolander's contention that a third archaic unknown human species might have been responsible for his computer model's misfit regarding Melanesia. Researchers from Denmark reported that DNA found in Pacific Islanders, like the Melanesians, was similar to that of the Denisovans, but different enough to suggest that it came from a third unidentified hominid.
that would be one way that our the assumptions going into our model would be violated, and that would have the effect that would have is that it would contribute a different set of genes, a set of genes that are somewhat more distantly related, and that would bias the pattern in the data that we expect to see under the model.
Thanks for listening. For Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News, I'm John Sterling.